Welcome. In this advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to design and arrange an Amen Science Think Break switch up, a tight drum and bass moment that takes an Amen style loop, turns it into a cerebral, glitchy think break, and then pushes back into full energy. We'll do it using only stock Live devices and automation, working inside an audio effect rack, so the switch up performs reliably in arrangement view. What you'll end up with: one playable Amen-style loop with 3 to 4 processed variants routed through an audio effect rack, automated to create a 2 to 4 bar think break at a chosen arrangement point. It will include macro-controlled crossfades, dynamic beat repeat stutters, pitch drops, and granulation. I recommend working at 170 to 175 BPM. I'll use 174 as a reference. Let's get started. Preparation. Global settings, set your project tempo to around 174 BPM. Import your Amen break as a Stereo WAV and name the clip Amen Bass. Warp the loop in beats mode and set it to a 1-bar loop. Preserve transients. Aim for something like 70 to 80% preservation if that option applies, and align the loop exactly to the bar grid. Tight warping here makes automation timing sample accurate. Step A, create the effect chains. Place an audio track with your warped Amen loop. Duplicate the track for safety if you want, then work on one. Create an auto effect rack on the Amen track. Open the rack's chain list and make 4 chains. Chain 1. Call it dry / glue. Put a saturator for subtle drive. EQ 8 with a gentle low cut around 40 Hz and a slight presence boost between 2 and 6 kHz if needed, and a compressor or glue compressor for punch. Chain 2. Think chop. Chain this one with a beat repeat first, then an EQ 8 to tidy frequencies, followed by an auto filter set as a low pass with some resonance, and finally a saturator for coloration. Chain 3. Half pitch. Use grain delay here to build time-stretched or pitch textures, then EQ 8 and multiband dynamics to keep the low end tight, while allowing mid and high grain tails to breathe. Chain 4. Micro stutter. Put another instance of beat repeat with different settings, then redux for bit crush grit, and autopan with a very small rate for subtle stereo movement. Set each chain's volume roughly equal so you can preview them quickly. Optionally, add small unique touches, a short delay on chain 3 or a light reverb on chain 1, but keep it purposeful. Map chain selector and macros. Open the rack's macro mapping. Map the rack's chain selector to macro 1. Rename that macro chain right so it's obvious. Also map a couple of device parameters you know you'll animate: beat repeat grid and interval for chain 2 to macro 2 and macro 3, grain delay pitch to macro 4, and auto filter frequency to macro 5. Keep mappings minimal and purposeful, only map what you'll actually move. Set the chain selector zones so each chain occupies a distinct slice of the selector range. For example, make chain 1 cover 0 to 24, chain 2 25 to 49, chain 3 50 to 74, and chain 4 75 to 127. Use the little yellow handles under the chain list to draw these ranges. Step B. Design the variant settings. Lock down sounds inside each chain before you automate. Chain 1. Dry / glue. Keep it natural. Glue compressor, with attack around 10 milliseconds and release around 0.3 seconds. Saturator drive in the 2 to 4 dB range. EQ out sub rumble below 40 Hz and add a small presence boost around 3 to 4 kHz if it needs bite. Chain 2. Think chop. On the beat repeat, use an interval and grid of 1/16 to start. Use a gate around 1/32 so you get chopped, transient hits, and set chance around 50% for variation. Auto filter low pass can sit around 6 kHz to tame brightness. Use EQ to remove boxy low mids around 200 to 400 Hz to thin the texture. Chain 3. Half pitch. Set grain delay time between 10 and 30 milliseconds. Spray 20 to 40, grain size 9 to 15 ms, and use a pitch between minus 12 and minus 7 semitones for a pitched halftime feel. Multiband dynamics will help keep the sub in check, while letting grain tails exist in the mid and highs. Chain 4. Micro stutter. Use beat repeat with grid at 1/32 or 1/64 and an interval around 1/8 or 1/16 for short bursts. Increase variation to 6 to 8 for more complexity and set redux around 6 to 10% for digital grit. Step C. Automate the switch-up timing in arrangement view. Move to arrangement. Pick the place you want the switch-up. A common choice is bar 33 if you're working off a 32-bar phrase, and create a 2 to 4 bar section for the switch-up. Show automation lanes for the Amen track and select macro 1, your chain right arrow macro. Draw automation that moves the chain selector quickly. A good shape is: start in chain 1, Jump to chain 2 on the downbeat of the switch for an instant cut. Hold chain 2 for about 1.5 bars, then move to chain 3 for a pitched half-time feel for 0.5 to 1 bar, and finally return to chain 1 or straight back into the full energy drum bus on the release bar. Use step to automation where you want hard cuts and ramps when you want morphs. For example, for instant cuts use linear points with minimal smoothing. For morphs, ramp auto filter frequency and beat repeat grid in parallel to create hybrid transformations. Animate the device-specific macros to automate macro 2, your beat repeat grid, to tighten from 1/16 to 1/32 during the stutter hits. Automate macro 4, grain delay pitch, to slide from 0 to minus 12 semitones over about half a bar for a downward flick. Automate auto filter frequency to slowly open as the switch up resolves, for instance from 1.2 kHz up to 12 kHz across one bar. Use clip envelopes for micro edits. Open the Amen clip and switch to envelopes. Under sample, choose transpose or sample start. Draw short pitch drops of minus 6 to minus 12 semitones on accented beats for tiny sample start jumps of 5 to 30 milliseconds to create micro glitch clicks that line up with your beat repeat hits. Clip envelopes are sample accurate and operate independently of your rack chains. They're extremely powerful for per hit to tail. Add complementary automation for context. Automate utility. Devices gain to duck the amens slightly when the kick and synths return so the switch-up never masks important low-end elements. Also automate stereo width on utility. Narrow the loop through the switch-up and open it back up on the drop to emphasize the transition. Step D. Micro timing, groove and humanization. For that think feeling, add tiny timing nudges. Draw small offset automation on the chain selector, so micro beats start 1 to 2 milliseconds early or late relative to the grid. Use tiny curves rather than big step jumps for these nudges so they feel humanized. Create deliberate gaps by automating clip gain to in for short durations like 1/64 or 1/32 notes. These micro silences can be musical and emphasize the thinking quality. Step E. Final polish and arrangement placement. When returning to the full groove, avoid abruptness. Automate a short overlap, where chain 1 fades in using either chain volume or rack dry/wet, while chain 3 or 4 tails are muted or filtered with an auto-filter sweep and EQ automation. Test the switch-up in context. Play from 8 to 16 bars before the switch-up and listen. Tweak beat repeat chants and gates so stutters hit musically and adjust grain delay pitch so low content doesn't clash with the kick. If CPU becomes an issue, freeze or flatten a duplicate and resample the processed switch-up to a new audio track. That gives you a fixed audio result you can slice and edit further. Common mistakes to avoid: over-automating the chain selector without managing tails. Instant chain changes can cut reverb and delay tails. Always manage tails with short fades, auto-filtering or send automation. Relying on beat repeat defaults. Chants or interval defaults can be chaotic. Map grid and interval to macros and automate them precisely. Pitching low frequencies without caution. Dropping the whole loop can drag sub-energy into conflict with the kick. Use multiband dynamics or pre-pitch EQ to protect the sub. Losing timing context. Micro-automation in the 1 to 5 millisecond range needs careful listening. Too much offset and the groove collapses. Automating too many individual parameters without grouping them into macros. You'll lose control and make edits harder later. Pro tips and workflow shortcuts. Name and color every macro, chain and track before you automate. It saves time later. Use obvious names like chain right arrow think, half pitch, micro stutter and color code so they stand out. Map only parameters you will move. Fewer mapped controls mean fewer surprises. Insert a utility after the rack and keep it at unity gain while designing, so you don't introduce hidden clipping. Record automation live for a more human feel. Tweak macros while the arrangement loops and then tidy the breakpoints after. Use discrete chain selector values for hard cuts and slightly overlapping ranges for fast crossfades. You can record a live macro movement then nudge breakpoints to exact integers to lock the chain. Group-related parameters, for example map, beat, repeat grid, gate and interval to a single macro called stutter intensity. Shape the stutter from one lane rather than juggling three. Use the automation grid strategically, 1/128 or smaller for micro stutters, bars or eighths for phrase level switches. Temporarily turn snapping off when fine nudging. Track delay in milliseconds is useful for sub-millisecond nudges to tighten or loosen the amen relative to other elements. For micro humanization, use tiny automation curves instead of step jumps. A 1 to 3 ms slope gives hesitation without sounding mechanical. Managing tails and routing tricks. If you want tails to survive chain changes, use returns for wet reverb slash delay and automate send levels that lets tails decay naturally, or automate short fades on chain volume so tails are preserved without glitches. If you need a clean hard cut, automate utility gain to inf instead of cutting chains. It reliably mutes without leaving artifacts. For extreme control, route a duplicate amen to a bus with beat repeat or grain delay on that return and automate the send to trigger repetitive effects with natural tails. Pitch drops and low frequency care. Use musically sensible semitone values for pitch drops. If the track is in D minor, choose pitches that relate to that key to avoid odd clashes. High pass the loop above 70 to 120 Hz before pitching, so you don't drag sub content down. Multiband dynamics or EQ8 on the chain before pitch processing helps. Combine pitch drops with low pass sweeps to make pitched material feel distant and prevent masking. CPU considerations and resampling. When CPU spikes, resample portions of the switch up to audio tracks or freeze and flatten a duplicate track. Keep an archived copy with the rack in case you want to alter parameters later. Bounce a few different switch-up takes to audio and audition them in arrangement. Simpler often wins. The version that sits best in the mix is usually the one to keep.